Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley?
Really, Riley? Are you ready?
This is the Really Riley Podcast. Woo!
Beloveds, happy Friday. Welcome back to Really Riley. Hold on 1 second while I smack my husband's hand. Why are you touching my board?
That was really loud.
Don't touch my buttons. Hi, welcome back, friends. If you're new around these parts, I'm Riley. I am your host for this here podcast. I have my co-pilot, my husband over there. He's not always the co-pilot, even though he likes to think he's the driver or the regular pilot or whatever co-host. This podcast. You be the co-host at best, friend, and you know that's a trigger word for me after 20 years of radio. Fun factoid that I'm just going to go on a little rant here. In radio that I did for 20 years before I got fired, they say that the host of the show, which I think it's stupid to have like host, co-host, whatever, but I get it, sort of, is the head of the entire situation. And the co-host is the neck. You can't turn your head or go in any direction without your neck. You would just topple over to the side. So I used to wear that co-hosting name with pride. Anyway, those of you that are new here, you're like, what the hell did I just turn on and put in my ear holes? And really, Riley, we like to talk about a lot of random different things, but I always like to promise that it's very real, very dear to my heart, and hopefully you connect to it. So every Wednesday we do what's called Ask Riley, where I just let you ask random shit and I answer it. And this week I had a leftover Ask Riley question about Lawn Care Poppy, which I didn't name him this, but that's what we call my husband Marshall, because since we bought our home, he's become very versed in lawn care. We have like, I don't know, we have a third of an acre back there.
Yeah.
We have a very big lawn. I didn't give a shit about lawns until I had two boys and realized, yeah, that's great. Just go outside and run it off, kiddos. But you just really have gotten into all things lawn mowers and grass care and all that stuff. And you guys seem to like it whenever I have my husband, a.k.a. Lawn Care Poppy, or Marshall, whatever you want to call him. The Fit Marshmallow is his Instagram handle, and the Lawn Care Poppy is his other Instagram handle, if you want to check it out. But you do have some knowledge that you drop about lawn care. And usually when we do this, he will talk about these names that I'm like, what was that? And I'll try to Riley-fy it for you. The whole premise of this is when we bought the house, if I didn't have Marshall, our grass would be shit. I don't do lawn care. When I was younger, I used to get grounded and have to get on the rider mower and mow the lawn. Can you imagine? Can you imagine me doing that?
Well, it's interesting to hear you say that because in Florida, it's a different type.
Okay, we'll get into that in a minute. You see what I mean? But back to the question at hand. Can you imagine me, my little princess ass at 16? That's why I hate the smell of freshly cut grass. Because whenever I used to get in trouble, I used to mow the fucking lawn. And in Florida, it's hot. The grass sticks to you. Just bleh. Those of you old ass OGs like me, do you remember that Bath and Body Works? I think it was Bath and Body Works fragrance. It was freshly cut grass. Ugh. You'd have been like, ooh, you'd have been all pheromoning yourself out if I wore that shit. Just blah, blah, blah. So I wanted to do a little update because in the Ask Riley leftover question, somebody was like, let's get Lawn Care Poppy on and talk about all this frickin' rain we've been having and how that affects like taking care of your lawn because it's spring. Now, these weren't just any old like April showers bring May flowers. We'd have fucking monsoon out there the last couple of days.
Yeah, we've had about 3 inches of rain.
It's been so bad that over here in Frederick, we live in Frederick, Maryland, like 45 minutes outside of DC and Baltimore, they had sewage overflowing, not too far from us, right?
Yeah, I don't
like
think
back it, there behind.
No, I think it was a different part.
Whatever, it's close enough for me not to be wanting to be around it. And it's the ugh. They even said too, like if you, I was reading the news report on it. They're like, if you want to ingest the food that you catch out of these sewage infested waters, that you can, as long as you like clean and descale it. What the fuck? Ew. Let me have some fish water as my broth, like. Poopy, I don't know what's wrong with people. That would put me off fish for the rest of my life. What? Would you eat shit fish?
Make some poop tacos.
You're disgusting. You know you and your OCD ass would not. You throw away milk if it's one day over the expiration date.
When in doubt, throw it out.
All right, let me go get some poopy fish from the moat back there in Frederick. God, we're going off on a tangent. Okay, but before we get into the advice on like all of that, which you're going to give, I wanted to do a little quiz with you to test your lawn care knowledge. And you're pretty competitive with this shit. So I'm going to ask you like 10 questions and we'll see how well you do. Here, write the ones that you get down, that you get wrong, and the ones that you get right. Or just the number that you get right, actually. Okay. Which of these insects are surface insects? Aren't they all on the surface? A, grubs. B, sod wedworm. C, leather jackets. D, cinch bugs? Chinch? Chinch bugs. You're a chinch bug. E, worms.
Chinch bugs.
It is a chinch bug. What the fuck is a chinch bug? Chinch bugs are considered surface insects because they're primarily infest and feed on the surface of grass and other plants. Mm-hmm. Do we have those?
Not after I put stuff down.
Okay, good. Because that doesn't sound very friendly.
Oh, no, all stuff right. I put it nukes everything.
It nukes everything?
Well, not like literally nukes everything, but like it kills above and below.
Oh, okay. Which insects eat at the lawn's roots? A, the chinch bugs. I'm going to start. That's going to be our new nickname, chinch grubs. Bug. Let me get through the answers in case people are playing along. B, worms. C, crane flies. Or D, grubs. Yes, the answer is grubs. C, when is the best time to plant new grass seed? A, summer. B, winter. C, fall. Or D, spring?
It's kind of a trick question because you can do it spring or fall, but fall's the best.
Look at you. Correct answer is C and D, spring and fall. It depends on which part of the country you live in. Cool season grasses do the best in fall, and warm season grasses do the best in early spring. Okay, he knows his shit. Look at you. I could be a lawn care poppy groupie, except for you're not allowed to have those because you're fucking married. When is the best
lawn care poppy co-host?
What? Who's your co-host on Lawn Care Poppy? Huh? Who's your co-host?
You.
Oh, I was about to say, that sounded like you were trying to take a Lawn Care Poppy co-host on.
No, I said you can be the lawn care.
Oh, poppy. I was going to kick your ass. Ooh, my Puerto Rican blood just flew up to the 100 degree level. Damn, dude. Seriously.
Woo.
You're not cute. Okay. When is the best beneficial service? Whoa. What is the best beneficial service you can perform on your lawn annually? A, lawn rolling. B, dethatch. C, what the hell is this? Nematodes? Whatever. D, aeration overseeding.
It's kind of a trick question. I mean, it really just depends on what your goal is. But, I mean, if you aerate and overseed, that's probably the best. But I think the thatching, if you have like a established lawn, is the best route.
Look at him. He does know his shit. Correct answer. Aeration overseeding. Explanation. Dethatching is also very important to do annually, though regular aerations will greatly reduce the need for dethatching.
Well, because it's basically if the lawn is compacted. So like if you go out.
What the hell does compacted mean?
So like our backyard compacted and it needed aeration in the spring and we're just not, I'll hit it in the fall. But I dethatch the front. That's my main concern.
See, he's literally like, you're like a mullet. You're like the lawn care and poppy mullet. It's like business in the front, party in the back.
Yeah, I mean, the kids are back there. I mean, I did a little bit of stuff back there.
I just called you a mullet. Okay. 5, what is the name of the weed that thrives on sunlight and grows commonly on boulevards and edges? A, the creepy Charlie. D, B, dandelions. C, crabgrass. D, lamb's quarter. Or E, wild violets. Before you answer that, these names are literally like OPI, like the nail polish. Mm-hmm. I want to know who named these fucking things because it's literally like Linkin Park After Dark nail polish and, you know, like Sun Topless or whatever. But okay, what's the answer?
A.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. You got one wrong. It's not a creepy Charlie. It's crabgrass. And I don't know what the hell crabgrass is.
See,
don't question. You got it wrong. Write it down that you got it wrong. Crabgrass is carried in low-growing, spreading nature, forming clumps that can be difficult to control. Is that like weedy-looking shit?
No, I mean, that's why I put it down pre-emergent now, because it doesn't hit us here until about June.
Wait to give your advice on the pre-emergent, because nobody knows what that means. We're going to let you get into it in a second. What flower commonly spreads from your garden to your lawn? A, roses. B, violets. C, tulips. Or D, there's no D.
Tulips.
Violets.
Hmm.
Violets commonly spread from gardens to lawn. These flowers have a strong ability to self-seed and produce new plants through their underground rhizomes. See, I'm a violet. Hmm. Damn it, I don't need no man. Except I kind of did need you, but whatever. How many times a week should you water your lawn? A, 3 times. B, 7 times. C, 2 times. D, 5 times. E, depends on Mother Nature.
Depends on Mother Nature.
You are right. Apparently, obviously. Well, I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer.
Well, because
no?
I mean, you want to ideally have about like an inch of rain. So, it just depends on how much rain you get.
Mm-hmm. 8. What disease follows a harsh winter for your lawn? A, red thread. B, brown spot. D, dog spot. D, C, though, C, dog spot. D, snow mold. Or E, leaf spot burning out.
Snow mold.
You're right, yes. Snow mold is a type of fungal disease that commonly occurs following a harsh winter. It's a prolonged snow cover creates a moist, which is one of those words I cannot stand, that in panties, environment, which is ideal for the growth of snow mold. Ewy. It's gray and pinkish. Ugh. We don't have that, do we?
Well, no. And like there's different types too. Like there's one that's like dog vomit. It looks like dog vomit.
Wait, excuse me, what? They literally have a disease called dog.
It's a fungus. But...
Do they call it dog vomit?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
I mean, that's like the common name for it, I guess. I don't know, like a scientific.
Can you imagine if there was an OPI I nail mean, polish couldn't... called dog vomit?
Yeah, I can't give you like the origin of it or.
You know what? Like emoji poop. That's going to be my next nail polish. Or something like that. What is the ideal height of Kentucky bluegrass? What the hell is Kentucky bluegrass?
Just KBG. It's a different type of grass.
Oh, excuse me. Remember fescue? The fuck you grass?
Fescue.
Fescue. Fuck you. Fuck you too. A, 4 inches. B, 2 inches. C, 1 inch. D, 2.5 to 3.5 inches. Or E, 3.5 inches.
2.5 to 3.5.
You're right. What is the type of grass you see mostly at a golf course?
Bermuda.
Let me get to the options. Oh. A, bent grass as opposed to stiff grass. I told you I'm five. B, Kentucky bluegrass. C, quack grass. You're quack grass. That's what you are. Or, oh, there it is. E, tall fescue. Na, 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 na.
Probably.
Na, na, na.
Quack.
Na, na, na.
And
na, na, na. Sorry.
Quack grass.
Nope. It's a bent grass as opposed to the stiff grass. I don't even know what the hell that is. 11 and the final one. What type of grass commonly is confused with crab grass? A, rye grass. B, Kentucky bluegrass. C, quack grass. D, bent grass. Or E, other.
Other.
Nope. It's quack grass. I love these names, quack grass. If I had a nail polish called quack grass, I feel like it would be like a really pretty spring orangey yellow. One more. At what height do you cut cool season grass before a snowy winter? A, extra tall for insulation. B, just the normal height. Or C, never mow before winter. Or D, short, around 2 inches.
Short.
Yep, you're right. Short, around 2 inches. Explanation, shorter mowing height before winter will greatly reduce matting, mold growth, and thatch buildup. These words are funny. Like, seriously, I want to talk to the person that created that. So, what, you got 8 right and 4 wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, what grade would that be?
It was out of 12.
I don't know. You got like a B. You need to do better. You got like an A+. But the listeners want to know, like, what do you do with all this like rain, because our grass is like muck out there. So what are you supposed to do when it all calms down? Because who knows when? Because I thought today was supposed to be sunny and it was a moat.
It's actually supposed to be on and off until Saturday.
Seriously?
Sunday.
Stop.
Sunday gets really nice, and then the beginning part of next week is really nice.
Okay, weatherman. So what are you going to do with the grass when it stops raining?
Stay off it right now.
Don't walk on it at all. Why?
Well, I mean, you can walk on, but I wouldn't advise it. I wouldn't
don't
advise.
Don't cut it. Well, obviously it's mush.
Yeah. No cutting.
Don't seed.
Don't. I mean, this is the one case though. If you were to put some seed down, it would have been better before the storm.
What kind of seed?
It just depends on what you want.
Okay. Most people don't know anything about this. So I'm trying to simplify it for the Riley that say I was a single mom again and needed to take care of this grass, which wouldn't happen. So, I would hire someone.
It depends on like, you know, where you live. If it's your warm season or cool season, we're like in a transition zone.
Oh,
so once you get like kind of below the Carolinas, that's when it transitions and you're looking at like zoysia or
what?
Yeah. Zoysia grass.
It's what the hell is zoysia?
It's a different type of grass.
How do you know this? Like what? You're okay.
And then Bermuda are pretty much like the two common down there.
Zoysia.
So
I'm trying to pick out which nickname they're kind of Marshall now.
They're kind of like
crab grass.
So like
biscuit.
We're for transition zone, which is kind of like Maryland, Virginia, and then everything above, like PA above, is like cool season.
Quack grass.
So now we're getting into the growing season. So it really just depends. If you're gonna do something, I'd probably do it like now.
Snow but
mold. You have to kind of make that decision in terms of if you want to put any pre-emergent down, which you're kind of like almost past that point of when you could. And a pre-emergent's basically, it is a pesticide.
Chinch bug. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It's an insecticide. You're throwing me off my game.
No, I'm sorry.
So what it does basically, so rather than like have crabgrass grow in the summer and chinch then you have bug. To like put weed killer down and kill it.
He hates me.
You're putting this stuff down now. It basically stops the roots from like multiplying. So It never actually breaks the surface. So you're like preventing from having to do shit later.
Okay. You're all about that.
If you're doing that, then you don't want to plant any seed because it's going to stop the growth of everything.
All right.
So if you are deciding to grow, it really depends on like, again, where you live, but then kind of what your lawn arrangement is. So if you have like a lot of like big trees and you have shade, you're going to want to have a shade mix versus sun, and then what type of grass. So I think fescue gives like, I think it gives like the best look overall. But Kentucky bluegrass is another really good one.
This is if you're laying down the grass?
No, if you're putting out seed.
Like I didn't know that. I thought this was grass.
So those are
fescue is a grass.
Yeah, it is. And then KGB, okay. Kentucky bluegrass is a different type.
Okay.
So there's pluses and minuses to both. So
I'm confused. Wait a minute. Are you telling them to put down seed or are you telling them to put down grass?
Well,
this
grass
is what I get
seed,
for not paying attention to the
grass,
whole thing.
Grass seed.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So I'm just saying you have to make that determination if you want to put pre-emergent down because it'll stop growth, or if you want to try to seed in the spring. Fall is always the best, but if you have like some bare spots or whatever. So KGB or Kentucky bluegrass, it's going to be more drought resistant.
Sounds like a
drug. So it's going to be more drought resistant and a little bit more durable. So like if you have the kids and stuff like that, you know, that's kind of like a blend in the backyard.
It's like a sommelier of grass over here.
Gets cut a little bit shorter. Fescue, I mean, you're pretty much good. Like 3.5-4 inches is good.
Okay, you're going off on a tangent. Most 90% of these people don't know this. I appreciate your sexy ass lawn knowledge there, lawn care poppy, but I'm losing interest. Okay. No, I'm joking. But my ADHD is going off right now. There's a question that another listener sent me today that I wanted to ask you, and you might not like me very much for this, but I wanted to because... You know, on Ask Riley, where I talked about the biggest fight we ever had.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking at that fight wasn't my fucking fault.
I thought this
don't
was...
you mean nothing. I know I roped you into this a little bit. It's not a big deal. They wanted to say, like, they asked me, like, what did you feel about that being put out there? Now, I told you I had a conversation with him about this before that. Because, you know, I know there's not much that's left to the imagination that I, you know, with our relationship, there's very little. Because it's called Really Riley, but I know I just completely switched gears there. And, you know, we can talk more about lawn care poppy later, but what did you feel about me talking about the biggest fight that we ever had? And if you guys haven't listened to it, it's two down on Ask Riley, two podcasts down.
No, I mean, you're very transparent and open about, like, everything in life.
And you'd prefer I wasn't?
No, I mean, like...
Yes.
Well, I mean, I think there's some things that, you know... The rest of the world doesn't need to know.
Was that one of them?
No, I mean, like, since you asked me about it and, you know, the reasoning behind it, like, I don't have a problem with it.
Did you think I fairly depicted that fight?
No, I do. I do.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
You don't?
No, I do.
Okay. I mean, did it bother? Did you hear it?
Yeah, I mean, because it's like 5 years ago.
Okay. And?
No, I don't know. Like,
did you think I would forget it?
No, but I also think that, you know, if you forgive someone for something and you move past it, you know.
I don't ever forget. I'm an elephant. Well, there's no such thing as me forgetting
that,
and forgetting ever.
I think with a lot of things, like, if you move past something, you know, you can't really be in the present if you're always in the past. You know, that's why I always say the rear view is always smaller than the windshield.
Me, 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 me. Okay, but before y'all shame me too much for sharing that part of our relationship, the person that asked me that, which is an OG We Got This Army, said, I really appreciate you sharing your story. It's helpful to hear what other couples go through, and a lot of couples. Even our friends don't really talk about it, and I'm like, I know y'all can't be happy lovey-dovey all the time, right? And then another friend said, thank you so much for this. I think even some of my closest married friends always try to pretend like they are just perfect, and it makes me feel lacking in my own marriage. So I appreciate your transparency. Love you and Marshall. So, I mean, granted, we weren't married then, but it's just like, I think for you and I, we're not the perfect couple. We're not like, but I mean, when we were on the air, or when I was on the air, which was we, because, you know, the last 2-3 years of me being on that show, of the 7 that I was on it, it was us getting engaged, having a baby, buying a house, getting married. So a lot of people knew so much about us. And a lot of people have said that they look up to our relationship, given that I've been through so much with a-holes, as you can hear a couple of those stories down, you know, with emotional and physical abuse and all that stuff. But that doesn't mean that we're always like, oh my God, I love you so much. Like,
I mean, that's unrealistic. And, you know, I think that's a really good thing that they were able to, you know.
Well, I think there was some like inspiration in the idea of like, look, I don't handle disappointment and or like anything that triggers my trauma. And that's not your fault all the time. Sometimes it is. I even said in our, like, I always talk about Marshall saying he'll find my phone when I need it in our wedding vows. I said in our wedding vows, like, thank you for fixing a heart you didn't break, because there was a lot of hurdles and walls and cement block vaults that you had to get through to get to me. And I think some of them are even still there. But I think in the beginning, even though it was more of a fiblet than a lie, and if you guys want to know what I'm talking about, go to podcast down. It like I always say, you teach people how to treat you. And I don't want to say it like that to you, because that seems so condescending. But that was from the very jump. Like, don't fucking lie to me, because I am a crazy Latina and I will figure it out. And B, it just, I don't. Yeah, you should never lie to your person. But I take it to another level, because I've been burned so many times in my life that I will pick it apart. And then, although it's not the end of the world, sometimes for me it feels like that. And so when you say like, okay, you forgive and you forget, like, am I forgiven? I don't forget. I don't forget a damn thing.
I'm not saying forget, but you know, you gotta move past it.
I married you, didn't I?
No,
I gave you a baby, didn't I?
I'm not,
shit,
I'm not just talking about like this specific thing, but you know, just in
general,
you're
talking about all the other things I hold on to. You are, you subliminal little shit. But no, I'm glad that was an inspiration. And like, I know that you weren't exactly in favor of me talking about that, but
well, I mean, I think the other side of it too is, you know, everyone compares their life to everyone else's Instagram reel.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's where like a lot of anxiety and depression and shit comes from in society, you know, because
yeah,
you're like that person, like, they're here, they're there, they're like living their best life, and like they could be miserable as shit. And then the other token is like most of these influencers, especially in the fitness world, it's like they'll take all their pictures like within like a week and then spread that out over months. Mm-hmm. So like, especially a lot of the guys that like might listen, like they'll go on a cycle. So like,
okay, you're going on these tangents. I know, but like, understand what that means.
I'm just saying, like,
yeah, but you don't understand when you do that,
reel.
The listeners that don't understand what that means, I have to go back behind you and retell what that means, because I know you and I'm in your head and they are not.
Sorry,
and you
I
always,
was just trying to give
yeah,
example,
you
right?
Always do that. And then you get mad at me and give me your Asian side eye because you think I'm talking over you. This is marriage, friends. See, this is the whole, it ain't always Skittles and fucking rainbows. But I mean, when they say that marriage is hard, they ain't fucking lying. We weren't even married then, but I feel like we were acting like we were married since the day we met. Mm-hmm. Or somewhere close, but it worked out. So I know that was a complete switch from the whole lawn care poppy thing into like the biggest fight we ever had and marriage advice. But hey, you know what? It's anything in the kitchen sink and then some on Really Riley. So hopefully you guys got some inspiration somewhere out of this, whether it was what was it? The crabgrass and the cinch. What was that other one that I liked? The chinch bugs. That's your new nickname, babe. Chinch bug. It's my little chinch bug. Whatever. I'm weird. But thank you guys for listening. I really do hope you have a great weekend. I hope you find something to do in this stupid rain. If you are not in this area, I hope you find some sunshine. And if you guys haven't checked out the new merch on reallyrileypodcast.com, I have the happiness over everything candle and also the pivot and prevail. Those are about to be sold out pretty quick. So if you want to get them, I would do so. And if you're not part of the We Got This Army, what are you doing? I'm kidding. But it's like $7 a month. It supports me and the fam and the podcast and keeps the lights on. And you get goodies. You get some welcome gifts. You get emails periodically and you get discounts off of the merch. And also you get the firsthand knowledge of the events I'm going to do. And I have a meeting tomorrow about a vision board event, because I know a lot of you guys have been asking about that, and this is really going to be special if it works out, because I've been wanting to partner up with this business for a very long time. So go sign up, reallyrileypodcast.com. If you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, you want to send a Really Riley or an Ask Riley, you just got engaged, you want to do a Show Me the Ring, anything, reallyrileypodcast@gmail.com. Riley Couture on Instagram, RileyCouture, Really Riley Podcast, and House of W by Riley. Marshall is The Fit Marshmallow, spelt like the artist, not the food. And it's The Lawn Care Poppy on Instagram if you want to see his grass videos, which I need to post some more of those, because every once and again I will catch him like out there like caressing his grass. You literally did that too. There was like a new seed of grass that popped up and you were like moving it, like putting a little comb over on it. I was like, did you really just do that? He did. He loves his grass more than me.
Well, with that, if there's any more Lawn Care Poppy questions...
Oh my God.
Well, there's some great products.
I literally just said he loves his lawn care more than me, and he slid right over that and tried to get questions for his little segment. I swear to you, babe. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. It's Really Riley.